Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And Remax Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. Remax Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
Welcome back to the news hour. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, a Wednesday afternoon. And with us in studio is, for a return visit, as a matter of fact, Wade Steenhook is from the Venture School, University of Iowa, and Derek Lord works for the city of Ankeny. And in full disclosure, we understand Wade also lives in Ankeny. So it's the Ankeny invasion down here in the city of Des Moines. Welcome, guys. Good to see you.
Good to see Michael. You. Good to be here.
So when you were in just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the Venture School. And the Venture School is part of University of Iowa. It's a Papa John's. Can you tell us basically what it is?
Sure. Venture School is a program offered through the John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center with the University of Iowa. It's a six-week accelerator designed to take startups from concept through market validation. The idea is that we're going to take them through a process that gives them a better indication of whether there really is a market for their product before they go out and spend a lot of money in building and developing a company.
Now, and this is before they get up to a world where they can accept venture capital?
Yeah, way before that.
Way before
this
that.
Is really proving that there are customers out there that are willing to pay money for their idea.
Is it – are you pitched a lot of things?
Yeah, we get a wide variety of companies that want to be part of Venture School. We've had everything from medical devices, doing with the University of Iowa Hospitals, a lot of medical devices, through retail products, IT products, all the way through a lilac farm up in northwest Iowa.
Yeah, there are all different types
of ventures out there.
I like that. And then Mr. Lord is here. Derek is here. Derek, what do you get to do for the great city of Ankeny?
I'm the economic development director for the city, so I could work on business retention, business recruitment for the city. And one of the things we do is support entrepreneurship in the community through various programs.
And that's why you're here, because you're one of the cities that the Venture School reached out to and say, hey, would you like to nominate some folks from your city to take part in the Venture School? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly it. One of the things that we know cities want to do is get more involved in the entrepreneurial space. They want to help entrepreneurs, but often economic development departments are stretched pretty thin. They're typically 1 to 2 person departments.
Derek, yeah,
yeah, yeah. and often Derek and his colleagues' efforts are focused on large deals that you read about in the paper a lot.
Sure.
So something that sometimes gets neglected are startups and entrepreneurs. So that's where this opportunity came together, and I thought it might be a good way for cities like Ankeny, Urbandale, Clive, Waukee, West Des Moines to support startups in their own communities.
Yeah,
and they were all very receptive.
Sure they were, because they can be seen as being positive to startup small business entrepreneurs and at the same time maybe gain a business. An honest-to-gosh tax-paying business. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of programs that cities can offer entrepreneurs. In Ankeny, for example, in partnership with the Chamber and the Ankeny Economic Development Corporation, we have Ankeny Seed Capital Fund. We have Business After Hours. We have Entrepreneurs Connections, events that bring entrepreneurs together to discuss their needs and help them through the process. But really what we feel that makes Venture School unique is it's earlier in the process.
Right.
There are programs at the state and various organizations in the metro that support entrepreneurship. But with Venture School, it's earlier in the process and the evolution of a business, and we saw significant value in getting involved in supporting entrepreneurship, really when it's an idea, just simply an idea that someone has. Because a lot of those programs that I mentioned are often, whether they be funding programs through the state or other entities, those businesses are more well on their way to creating a business, whereas Venture School, it's really vetting the idea and going through the process to see if they have something that's marketable.
Got it. Wade, when you went out to find some of these cities, what was the pitch?
Good question. One of the things I wanted to put in front of them was the opportunity to truly support targeted startups in a very selective manner, very, very disciplined, distinct manner. Instead of sprinkling money across a lot of different initiatives, this is going to allow them to have a significant impact on one startup in their community. And the second part of that is I reminded all the cities that before you can scale, you have to start. And you have to go from zero to one before you can go from one to many. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to resonate that, yeah, you're right. If we really want to be seen as supportive to entrepreneurs, we have to start helping them at the ground level. And that, and every one of them, every city said yes right away. And this was an easy sale.
Now, did some cities have more entrepreneurs to forward on to you than others? Or did there, was there a vetting process in each city to come out with the best ones? How did all that work, Derek?
Well, let me add a thought real quick, and Derek can tell us his perspective. We haven't gotten through the application process right. We're going through that process right now. And so we're recruiting, and then we'll go through working with the cities to determine criteria for what type of startup they may want to support. And then we'll go through the vetting process through the university.
So, Derek, if people are in Ankeny, they need to contact you, right?
Yes, they would contact the city, the Ankeny Chamber, or the Ankeny Economic Development Corporation, who can put them in touch with Wade and the Venture School Program. We have a lot of networks and people that we are in communication with on a regular basis, mm-hmm. so we're reaching out to all of those individuals to encourage them to consider the program, and also let them know that the partnership between the Chamber, the AEDC, and City will be sponsoring one team. Like Wade mentioned, that selection process will be done by the Venture School staff, Wade and his team.
So it kind of takes the localization out of it. You guys get to look at it. That makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right. Yeah, what's really nice about it is the city will help and do a lot of the awareness campaign and then let the potential startups in their communities know about it, and then they'll funnel them to us to do our job, which is select, search criteria, and serve them.
And this is wide open, isn't it? I mean, a startup for almost anything.
Yeah, very broad. You know, we know that through the process of venture school, whatever idea they come in with is likely to change pretty dramatically.
Boy, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, rarely do things actually stay the same throughout the process. So we're pretty open. We don't focus so much on what the idea is, but more at the possibility for change and where it could go.
Okay. Well, it sounds like an interesting thing. What pushed you down this path?
I've been a supporter of economic development for a long time.
Sure.
And in Ankeny, I'm a city councilor. So I've worked with economic development professionals for quite some time. And one thing I've noticed, not just in Ankeny, but across the board, is there tends to be a gap in the support systems for entrepreneurs in communities. And these three worlds coming together of my role as a counselor, being an entrepreneur, and now managing venture school, it just seemed everything came together. And it made so much sense. And when I talked to folks like Derek and his counterparts, they're like, yeah, this is a great way for us to get involved in a very deliberate manner.
What really makes sense, though, about all this is what you said earlier. You allow the cities to do the pre-marketing, if you will, of these things. They're closer to the action. They can see this a lot faster. Yeah. You don't have to spend a lot of time trying to market this in various other parts of the metro, and you guys get to do it and then meet a lot of your constituents that live in your cities. It's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Derek and his counterparts are the closest to the entrepreneurs in their communities. They know their communities, and they know the types of entrepreneurs they want to support. So that's a great thing that the cities can do to create the awareness, connect with the entrepreneurs, and then put them in touch with the university.
I'm going to pivot here just a little bit, because as long as we've got the economic development guy from one of the fastest growing communities in the metro, we might as well ask him some questions here. Mm-hmm. So you have had – you guys have been on a run up there in Ankeny. Several things. The new shopping slash retail center, an area that had some hiccups, but now it's moving forward. Also, my friend George Pomaro and the folks from Orchestrate are putting up a new zombie burger up there. You guys are going to be inundated with the zombies in Ankeny. It's kind of cool. What else is cooking up there?
There's a lot of activity in the city across all sectors. Housing is still very strong. I think this year we'll issue over 1,000 permits for new housing in the city, in excess of over $300 million of new development citywide this year alone. And then the industrial sector, warehouse sector as well, advanced manufacturing. We have strong manufacturers in the advanced manufacturing sectors that are expanding. The retail and hospitality sector on the north side is very strong. As you mentioned, a Zombie Burger is going into the a center there at 18th Street and North Ankeny Boulevard. And there's a lot of activity in that area from hospitality users, restaurants. Last week, a new restaurant called Tanner's opened. They're based out of the Kansas City area, and that's generating a lot of excitement in that area. And a lot of that growth is due to the residential growth. We've looked at the statistics and had a special census done last year, and the city of Ankeny has grown by an average of 5 people every day for the last 10 years.
That's crazy, isn't
so
it?
Now on the north side of the city where a lot of that growth has occurred, we're starting to see new retail, new restaurants. So there's a lot of activity across all sectors.
We've had several stories. As a matter of fact, we had a story today about rents here in the United States. There's a surprising number of people that are paying well in excess of 30% of their income on housing, which, you know, for some folks, that's really the difference between hanging out at the homeless shelter or eating. Are there enough apartment type buildings being done that are affordable housing in the city of Ankeny?
Yeah, there are a lot of apartment units under construction right now. I don't have the exact number, but several hundred under construction. We've seen a boom of apartments the last couple of years, and some of that's catching up with the slowdown as a result of the 2008 recession.
Sure.
But they're across various price points. But there's no doubt with the development activity throughout the entire Des Moines metro that the simple cost of construction is to the point where, you know, it does have an impact on the final price that landlords charge for rent.
And what we're seeing is, you know, we had a story yesterday about how many places here in Iowa, the Iowa Business Council took a survey of employers, and they said 20% of employers in Iowa said that they see a reduction in workforce in the next 6 months. Meanwhile, Manpower comes out with a survey with regard to the Des Moines Metro, and they say only 6% see a decline. So clearly what's going on is in the more rural parts of the state, things are still really tough out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Workforce development is a challenge, not just in the city of Ankeny. Even though we're growing significantly, we have several businesses in the city that are struggling to fill positions, and we're hearing that story across the entire state. Skilled positions, unskilled positions. So,
and we've had to get really creative in finding folks, which is kind of good sometimes,
welcoming
more people. Wade Steenhoek, thanks for coming in and doing this with us. Interesting stuff. It's called The Venture School, getting some communities involved in and showcasing some of their startups and then learning them down at the Venture School for the University of Iowa. Good stuff.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Thanks for coming back. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Derek, for coming back. You guys are living in a gem up there. It used to be that people would go, Ankeny, what's Ankeny? Now it's, Ankeny. It's pretty cool. All of the metro communities are really booming. You know, it's been that way for a couple of years, and we're very proud to be part of it.
Absolutely.
We've got to step aside. We have got to get out of here for everybody that has been part of the NewsHour today. We started this whole thing out with Saul Kamali. Saul is with eShipper USA. If you're shipping anything to any place in the United States or Canada or worldwide, you want to check out eShipper USA, a company out of New York. And then we spent some time with Dave Sanderson. Dave, of course, from the Miracle on the Hudson. He was in town today doing a presentation to our friends at the Red Cross, and we contacted each other. We met some time ago, and it was really great to reconnect with him, and grateful that he spent some time with us. And then Derek and, of course, Wade from the Venture School and the city of Ankeny in this final half hour, a jam-packed broadcast on the Business News Hour. For all of us associated with the broadcast, Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight, the program director for the radio stations is, of course, Mark McDowell. The liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines radio group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Inside on Business is Jimmy Olson. For all the folks that have been here and work here, my name is Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.